Last week, we explored our planet's speed. So let's now consider the speeds of the natural objects around us. Most ocean currents move at walking speed. Superimposed on them, waves proceed at 45 miles an hour and are spaced about 9 seconds apart. And the ground we're standing on, the continents, move as well, but at variable speeds. The fastest tectonic plate carries the Hawaiian Islands northward at a swift 4 inches per year. Meanwhile, even when New Yorkers lie in bed, our own tectonic plate heads west toward California, but at less than half the speed of the Hawaiian one. Still, we've traveled several feet closer to Hollywood since we were kids. In our bodies, intestinal digestive stuff moves about a foot an hour. Our ideas, neuroelectrical impulses, are a bit swifter, ranging from 70 to 250 miles an hour. That's the speed of thinking. Air motion is cool, too. And when it comes to the wind, they're about to increase. Our average winds from now through April blow significantly more strongly than during the warm months. In the Northeast, we've seen the fastest winds ever observed on Earth's surface. It happened atop Mount Washington. The date was way back on April 12, 1934, when they visually measured a sustained wind of 231 miles an hour. Not a mere gust, but sustained wind. That has never before been seen, nor has it been seen since. How about germ speeds? Bacteria propelling themselves with corkscrew-like flagella can swim 10 times faster than fish relative to their size. Some germs can move 2 feet an hour. They can swim clear across a damp countertop while you're watching your favorite TV show. We're out of time for now, but we'll get back to speeds a month from now when we approach the year's best meteor shower on December 13th. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.